Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Blood Ties ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today. Previously on Blood Ties.
Any plans to resign, Dr. Ridgeland?
Eleanor, were you aware of the harassment campaign against Bob Mayhew? Any further comment on his suicide?
Santino, they know about Bob.
Fuck. Somebody leaked it.
I'm afraid your access privileges have been revoked.
By who? Who's doing this?
On orders of Head of Security Richard Ludwig, ma'am.
We are not investigating a suicide. We are investigating a homicide. The company you work for is in serious trouble. And above all, your sister is in serious trouble, Santino.
Yeah, I'm listening.
A listener note. This episode contains adult language.
I hope you're right about this, Santino. I need to come back with some good news or the board is going to drop me.
That's what you're thinking about right now? Whether the board is going to fire you?
No, actually, I was thinking about Dad. He always said not to trust anyone in the DA's office unless you're bribing, blackmailing, or screwing them.
Right this way, guys. Guys, this is Assistant District Attorney Abigail Payne. Good morning, Miss Payne. I'm Ted Stark, General Counsel for Richland Health Services. This is Eleanor Richland.
Good morning.
And I think you already know Santino Reyes.
Hey, Abigail.
Eleanor, Santino, thank you for being here.
Now, before we begin, I just want to make sure we're clear on something. My clients are here voluntarily in a gesture of goodwill and cooperation. Richland Health Services...
I'm well aware of your dad's relationship with the district attorney, Eleanor. But your dad's gone. And the district attorney has recused himself from this investigation.
My understanding was that Marty would be present for this conversation.
No. Actually, that's fine. That's good. Richland Health Services doesn't operate that way anymore either. I'm not my father, Abigail.
Then this might interest you. December 29th of last year, 1:14 a.m. You remember what you were doing, Eleanor?
No.
It was a Thursday night.
Well, then I was probably still at the office, to be honest.
That's right. Listen to this.
Oh, hey, I'm trying to get out of here. Just got another memo from Bob.
Wait, what?
He's found another issue. Oh, what is it? Another Oxford comma? He found another discrepancy. And Dr. Posar's numbers? Here, look.
Okay,
this is fine. We can address this. But I'm having a heart attack every time Bob throws another grenade at this deal.
No, I'm sorry.
No, it's not your fault. I just wish somebody could make this guy shut up for a change.
God.
Holy shit.
Where did you get this?
Based on that tape alone, there's not a grand jury in this city that wouldn't vote to indict on menacing, harassment, and since the employee in question killed himself, involuntary manslaughter.
Okay, this meeting is over.
Whoa, hold on, just hold on. I did not mean that.
Sounded like you meant it.
Abigail, why are you doing this? I thought you were looking out for us. You helped my mom, for Christ's sake.
That was a long time ago, Santino. I'm sorry, but your mom would be devastated if she knew where you work now.
No! I see what you are doing, and it is not right. You tell Marty I want to talk to him.
Eleanor, it's time for us to walk away.
The DA's not going to take your calls.
Okay, enough. Walk away. Let's go. Let's go.
You listen to me. You tell the district attorney that I want to talk to him about that last trip he took to the Caribbean with my dad.
I'm sorry?
You heard me. Tell him. I am waiting for his call.
From Wondery, this is the third season of Blood Ties.
It's a strange day, and I know that all along. I'm going elsewhere, cause heroes seem to be wrong. It's a strange day, I guess it's not on my mind now.
This is the sixth and final episode, Till Death Do Us Part.
Jesus, Al.
Santino, that tape is bullshit.
You just tried to blackmail a district attorney. Think about that for a second. Is that you? Is that who you are?
Holy shit, that was fast.
What?
It's the DA. Hi, Marty. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand. All right, I'm on my way. He wants to meet.
You're really gonna do this?
I don't have any choice. If that tape gets out, it's over. No more COSAR 1. No drug. People keep dying on opioids and RHS is destroyed.
Yeah, listen. I'm gonna grab this cab. Head home.
Okay. I love you, Santino.
I'll talk to you later. Okay?
Santino's right. I shouldn't be doing this. It's not me. It's not who I want to be. But I'm under investigation. My board of directors is pushing for my resignation. And at this point, I don't know what else to do.
Though this zoo is a place full of happy memories for the children of New York, for the three boys here with me today, it's the site of a nightmare. A nightmare that happened only because of the color of their skin. And I'm here to announce today that my office is dropping all charges against these three innocent boys and is recommending censure for the police officers who profiled them so unfairly. That's why my office remains committed to a more equal, more fair New York City for everyone. Thank you.
That smell. Marty? Hello?
Welcome to the business end of the primate house. And unfortunately, the only private place I could see you, so blackmail away. Let's talk about the Caribbean.
Marty, I didn't want to do this. But you wouldn't meet with me otherwise, and your prosecutor isn't leaving me any choice. What is going on here? You know there is no case.
So you met Assistant District Attorney Abigail Payne? Yeah. She's gunning for my job next election cycle. And you just handed her a very useful piece of information about me. So, thank you, Eleanor.
Shit. I feel like every time I try and fight back against all this, I just sink deeper and deeper.
Into the shit? I don't mean that figuratively. We are standing in literal straw and animal shit, which doesn't bother me. I'm used to it. Your dad was used to it. But he didn't want this for you. What are you doing here, Eleanor?
Same thing I've been trying to do since I took over. Change things. Make the world better. Bring a drug to market that can actually end the opioid epidemic.
And what's stopping you?
Richard Ludwig.
You don't have a Richard problem. You've got a pharma problem. You've got a whole industry against you. Richard Ludwig is a mercenary. He works for the highest bidder. Pharma is a trillion-dollar industry, Elle. Generates staggering amounts of revenue, pure political muscle.
So they've also got Abigail Payne.
Can you blame her? Elections are expensive, and nobody spreads it around like the pharma guys. Charities, campaign contributions, universities. Because those drug companies live in constant fear. One bad piece of regulation, one new drug, one innovation like this COSAR-1, and a $100 billion company can go bankrupt overnight. Now, do you still want to try and blackmail me?
No.
Good. Goodbye, Eleanor.
I'm not going to let this company go down on my watch.
Forget the company. I'm talking about you. I'm talking about your life. These people knowingly killed thousands of Americans since the mid-90s, including your brother Michael. They'll kill you, too.
Oh, God, I'm home. Nora?
Good morning,
oh my God.
Eleanor.
Anton, how did you get in here?
Oh, the doorman. It'll come as no surprise to you what a white male can talk his way through, especially if he has a charming European accent.
Where is everyone?
Well, I sent your staff home for the day. I might have told a white lie or two. Introduced myself as your fiancé, actually. Told them we needed a place for ourselves. For a proposal. And that part is actually true, Eleanor. We need to talk.
You want to back out of the deal?
Back out? You surprise me. What? No, I'm here to do the opposite. I have a present for you. No, no, it's not an engagement ring, so don't worry.
What is that?
It's a rather antiquated bit of hardware. It's known as a thumb drive. It's old but incredibly secure. Very much unlike the mainframe at Richland Health Services, which is both old and insecure.
What? What's on there?
Things that should be secret. Very, very, very secret. But it seems like your IT department is too busy taking hits from the proverbial bong to secure your data properly.
Can I see it?
Not quite yet. I have to warn you. Its contents are quite gruesome, in addition to hours of incredibly monotonous but enlightening phone conversations and emails. It contains a snuff film, an audio recording of a man being strangled in your very office.
Bob, how did you get all this?
When you first arrived at the mountain, you accused me of having planted a listening device in your office. Of course I did nothing of the sort. But it did disturb me to think that you were being spied upon. I mean, we are in this together, right? 100% till death do us part.
Right.
So to all those who spy on you, I say, you mess with the meow meow, you get the pow pow.
Oh my God, Anton, you do not need to kneel.
And yet, I kneel. Here I am, down on one knee, in lieu of a ring. I offer you incontrovertible evidence that your head of security, Richard Ludwig, killed Bob Mayhew. It also clears you of any knowledge in the matter whatsoever.
Oh my God. Thank you.
And in exchange, do you pledge to me your undying faith and belief in my therapy? Do you promise to do everything in your power to help me change the world with it? I'm offering you something very valuable. I think you should say, I do.
Anton, I think your drug is incredible. A miracle. But before I commit to this, you need to commit to better care for your patients. Better follow-up after dosing. More psychological help.
Wait. Where is all this coming from?
I did some digging. There is no question the drug works, but we need to help people with their experience of it. The process. Our target market is mentally unstable, and we need to do a better job of being there for them.
Done.
Wait, you'll do that?
Yeah, if you say, I do.
I do.
Then it's yours. I feel like we should have some champagne.
Oh, I don't drink. Wait, and it's all here on the drive.
Everything you need. But remember your vow, Eleanor. You made a pledge to do whatever it takes for science. Laws change, ethics change, but science does not. When you're on the brink of greatness, you can't worry about being good. You only have to be right. Now be careful what you do with that information. You are, as they say, down to your last bullet.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Santino.
What? What is it? What is it?
The door.
Elle? What time is it?
It's late. We need to talk.
Who is it?
It's Elle.
No. Eleanor, you can't keep doing this. You can't keep dragging him away like this. He shouldn't even be talking to you.
Mari, please, calmate, por favor, please.
I know. You're absolutely right. That's actually why I came. I came to say goodbye.
What?
Can I come in?
Quietly. Luce is finally asleep. We've had a day over here.
Here. Thank you. No, I can't stay long. I just want to let you know that I've got evidence now that clears my name.
That's fantastic. We need to get a statement out ahead of this. So something simple. If we set the stage right, we can turn this whole thing around.
Santino, please just listen for a second. I need you to resign.
You're firing me?
I'm not firing you. No. But things are going to get very, very ugly.
No. No, I'm staying. I'm with you.
Santino, listen to what she's saying, Santino.
There's something else, Santino, and I need you to hear this. I need you to announce you're cooperating with the DA's office.
What?
I need you to announce you're cooperating with the DA's office today.
No, of course not.
Santino, working with you has been the single best experience of my life, but please...
I'm not talking about the work, Elle. You're my sister.
I know. And for me right now, that's the only thing that's holding me together. I don't want anything bad to happen to you or Marisol or Luz ever, which is why I need you to get as far away from me as possible right now. Don't think that this isn't the hardest thing I've ever had to do in my life. I rely on you so much. You have more confidence in me than I have in myself, and I would rather lose you as a colleague than lose you as a brother.
So you're going back to the DA or the press? Because I can help you with this. Come on, Elle, think about this. Let me help you.
No. No, I'm sorry. I've put you all in enough danger as it is, and I know what I have to do right now, and I have to do it alone.
There's that look again. Like you're totally locked in, no matter what anyone says. That look scares me, Elle.
Listen, I've got to go.
Eleanor.
Yes?
Whatever it is you're about to do, be careful. Please?
I'll be careful. I promise.
love you.
I love you too.
HS Security, this is Richard Ludwig.
Richard.
Hello, Eleanor. I was wondering when I might hear from you.
I'm outside the building right now, and I have something for you, Richard. But I need to know your goons are going to let me through.
Come on up.
Come in, Eleanor.
So, this is your office.
It is since you took over and put me in the basement.
What are you watching?
Old favorite, Presidential Medal of Freedom. Your old man. Check this out.
Oh, no, I remember it. You don't need to play it for me.
I think I do, actually. This is your father, Eleanor, speaking to you from the great beyond. And he's got some leadership advice.
Surgery is a bloody business. It involves knives, violence, bloodshed, what some might call gore. But at the end of it all, a child's beating heart. And in the end, you know it was all worth it.
Amazing man. Surgery is a bloody business. Hell, business is a bloody business. A fact you're relatively new to.
You want to hear something more recent?
Oh, you mean the tape I gave the DA's office?
No, I heard that one. I'm not worried about it. I have something even more recent. From my office. The night of Bob's suicide. Here, play this.
A thumb drive? Eleanor, are you aware of company policy on loading unscreened data into company servers? There's a whole whitelisting process. We take data security very seriously.
Not seriously enough, because Dr. Kosar's team was able to hack into your database in under 5 minutes, and what they found is very, very graphic. It shows I had nothing to do with this, and that you're guilty of first-degree murder.
Seems we have guns to each other's heads, Eleanor.
You don't seem scared.
I'm not. I'm intrigued by the Eleanor version 2.0 who just walked into my office. The previous version would have gone straight to the press with this, or the police.
If I take this public, I'll clear my name and you'll die in prison. But RHS will be destroyed and Dr. Kosar's drug will never see the light of day.
All true.
What are they giving you?
Who?
The pharma lobby. Your handlers.
Oh, so many things I haven't had here for years. An office with a window. Respect. Please and thank you. Responsibilities.
I think in the past few days I've come to realize just how much you're responsible for already. I mean, just thinking back to the day we announced the deal with Kosar, Santino's arrest, Bob's death, the bug in my office, the tapes leaked to the DA. All to stop one little experimental treatment.
You really believe in that drug, don't you?
I mean, I've had my doubts, but now that I've seen people killed over it, public officials corrupted, my life threatened, I've realized this must be one powerful little pill we've got our hands on. It must be very valuable. If it came to market, it would make a lot of people very, very rich. And I'm not talking office with a window rich. I mean, you never need an office again rich. I mean, your grandchildren will never need an office rich.
You mean kind of like Richland rich?
Exactly.
What do you want?
Can you make this go away?
I've handled worse. For your dad, many times.
And can you keep me safe?
Eleanor, the first time I saved your life, you were 4 years old. No one had any idea except me, your father, and the attorneys involved in a particularly nasty patent infringement suit. I've been keeping you safe for the past 40 years without so much as a thank you.
And Santino.
Santino, too. His family. Everyone you care about.
What about Abigail Payne?
I'll handle it.
Good.
I'll keep you posted.
No, don't. I don't want to know.
That's what your dad used to tell me. Except he'd be grinning.
Anton, just wanted to let you know that Richard Ludwig has your footage.
And?
He'll help us.
That's good. Bravo. How do you feel?
Like I've never wanted to kill anyone so much in my life. Or at least fire them.
Well, don't fire Richard. We need him. Once these charges get cleared, we're going to have a hell of a battle with the FDA. And men like Richard are old-fashioned, but extremely helpful for things like that.
I know.
Yeah. Eleanor, you did well. And you remember when we were looking out over all those mountaintops? And I showed you the peak that represented the two of us. The great things we're gonna do together.
Mm-hmm.
The day we introduce Cosa One to the world.
I do.
That day is coming. Where are you? What are you doing?
I'm just gonna sit for a minute.
You all know who she is. You all know what she's done. You've seen her face staring out from the cover of every news magazine in the world this year. Well, today, she is here to answer your questions.
I just want to tell you, when my son started on the opioids, we thought we'd lost him forever. We tried everything. Rehab, incarceration, AA. And we watched the press try to fight these drug companies, and then the law try to fight these companies, and they all came up empty. Nothing worked. But then you came out with this drug, Dr. Richland. And I swear to you, it saved my son's life. He's right here next to me. And we just want to say thank you, Dr. Richland. Thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Thank you so much for sharing your story. And I'm so happy to see you here with your son, so happy and healthy. I lost my brother to opioid addiction. I hope because of COSAR 1 and this important partnership, no one will ever have to lose a brother again. I set out to change the world, and I'm doing it. I set out to save lives, and I'm saving tens of thousands of them. Do all those lives outweigh the death of Bob Mayhew? Or the fact that Richard Ludwig is still my head of security and is rich beyond his wildest dreams? I don't know. It's like Dr. Kosar told me. If you want to be great, you can't worry too much about being good. Not all the time, at least. But there's one thing that he didn't tell me that I learned for myself. It's that all the accolades and the awards and the praise and the fame, those things don't feel good. They feel great.
Blood Ties stars Gillian Jacobs, Christian Navarro, and Peter Stormare. Also featured in this episode are Raul Beneja, Blair Chandler, Jim Conroy, Joe Holt, Haley Rawson, Desiree Rodriguez, Tracy Sallows, Jamie Sheridan, Mike Starr, Mathia Vargas, and Cecily Williams. Blood Ties was written and directed by Benjamin Gray, Produced by Benjamin Gray. Story by Benjamin Gray and Marshall Louie. Sound director, Alex Kemp. Production services by Wolf at the Door. Sound design by Dean Hovey. Mix and original score by Alex Kemp. Edited by Ruga Sun. Produced by Toby Lawless. I'm Lindsey Graham. Casting by Kate Geller, CSA. Music supervision by Scott Velasquez. Strange Day is performed by Bikini Machine. Audio engineering by Marcelina Villapando, Sergio Enriquez, Lou Esposito, and Chris Gibney. Associate producers are Federico Torrado and Cameron Wu. Executive producers are Gillian Jacobs, Marshall Louie, and Megan Monaco for Wondery. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Blood Ties ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus and Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.